You are listening to The Propscast on BBC Radio 4. Up next,
Tea and Crumpets with Sarah LeVay!
Oh, a kid got murdered. Everyone's like, yeah. That sucks.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
Whereas, like, somewhere like that town, Broadchurch, if you heard a siren, everyone would be like,
yeah, everyone would be like looking out the window.
Yeah, and they'd be talking about it.
Maybe a British siren
too.
Yeah.
I was thinking.
I did the Doppler effect there.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, hi, everyone. I'm Clayton.
I'm Jordy.
This is the Props Cast.
Welcome to the party.
Welcome to the party. Cool. Our guest today, let's just jump right into
it. Let's get right into it.
Our guest today is our friend and colleague, Sarah LeVay.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Get right into that mic.
Too far away. Okay.
Yeah. Just get right
there.
You go.
Oh, yeah,
it feels like you're almost eating it, but yeah. You kind of have to.
Just imagine it, it's a crumpet, right?
I have the crumpets. They're in my bag.
Did you really bring them?
Yeah, no, of course I did.
Oh, wow.
In case you can't tell by Sarah's voice, she is a blonde. With curly hair.
And I don't know if you can tell by my voice, but I'm bald.
Yes, you do have a bald voice.
I know, right? Yeah. That's kind of weird, actually.
And you can tell that I wear glasses by the sound of my voice.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, you definitely
totally
can.
Right.
Okay, but here's the thing. I want to make a rule today about,
what?
About the accent thing, because
my
British accent is terrible.
It's actually good.
But Clayton's is good.
Clayton's is the best.
But Sarah, yours is passable.
So. But yours is actually quite good.
But only when I personally want to refrain from getting into doing.
No,
like,
I think
I don't
want to
ruin impressions.
Okay.
Clayton, you can do it.
I get a pass.
You get a pass.
All right. You're going to regret it. Sarah does a lot of good
American accent.
American. But no, but she also does a lot of the different dialects.
Oh, British, different British.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's like 1,700 towns in London. 1,700.
And the only ones I know is like, it's like this one, right? You've got like the bricklayer one. And then you've got BBC announcer.
Yeah, the BBC announcer.
Where are you from?
So I'm from Suffolk. But I don't expect you to know where that is, because I could say that to other British people and they wouldn't really know. But it's basically countryside. Southeast countryside.
Yes.
Very flat.
You've shown me pictures.
I've
and we looked it up
pictures,
on Google Earth, and it looked quite nice.
It's very pretty.
Yeah.
But it's just loads of villages, basically. But I lived in London for about 10 years before I moved here.
Boom. Oh. There you go. So do you consider yourself a Londoner?
Yeah, I'm just like a Londoner.
Posh.
I'm just like in my heart, I'm a Londoner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like you lived in a flat.
Yeah, I lived in a
flat. I love that you say that. You lived in a flat.
But really, this is a flat.
And you this is a flat.
And you drove a lorry. Sarah corrected me on what a lorry what
what
was.
What is a lorry?
It's
a big truck.
It's a, you know, like a work truck.
Yeah.
That's a lorry.
Oh,
but
like a big one.
A truck, like a Dodge Ram truck, is just a truck.
Do they have that there?
Not really. Yeah. I've seen, well, when I was back there, I was actually noticing how many trucks there were, and there's not many. Like,
right.
You'd see the old Ford Ranger.
Yes.
There's a lot of, like,
Clayton had one of those.
Like SUVs, right?
What is an SUV?
Like my car
is an SUV. Like a sport utility. It's not a car. It's not a truck.
Like a Range Rover.
Land Rover.
Explorer.
Where I'm from in the countryside, there's lots of Land Rovers.
Yeah.
Because there's loads of farms.
It's called Suffolk, though, right? Suffolk?
Suffolk.
But it's spelled S-U-F-F.
There's an L in there, yeah.
Oh, okay. Is there another place called Suffolk?
No.
Or am I just dreaming?
I think you're dreaming. There's Sussex.
Maybe it's the same place.
There's Sussex, which is Brighton.
Oh,
where
okay.
Brighton is. Suffolk's like the county.
Right, right.
But you don't have counties here, but anyway.
I love how we act like Britain is some sort of foreign, crazy place.
I know.
That we don't know anything about.
I know.
But it's far away.
It is quite.
And it is different.
It is.
Well, we're going to talk today about the upcoming, or is it already here?
The Jubilee.
The Diamond Jubilee.
It's Jubilee. It's
the Platinum Jubilee.
It's popping off right now. It's been going on.
Is
since,
it?
Yeah, Thursday was the first. They get 4 days weekend. Like a 4 day, Thursday to Monday, I think.
Damn.
Just parties all the time.
But everyone's required to show up.
No.
Yeah, by law.
What, outside the palace?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, no, no. You can go if you want. People go wave flags. I don't know anyone that would do that.
Do you feel
though.
Bad that you're missing it?
I mean, it would be nice to be there, but also I think...
If you are a Londoner.
Yeah.
My liver would probably thank me for not being there.
It's
you know?
Big drinking thing. Eh?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
British people getting all drunked up, eh?
Everyone's yeah. having
yeah,
a pint.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Everyone is having a pint.
Pint and a meat pie.
Yeah.
Well, okay, here's the thing, though, about the Jubilee, okay? Mm-hmm. It's the Platinum Jubilee, all right? She, how old
I thought it was
the
Diamond
Jubilee. No, it's the platinum.
But oh. it's also shortened to the Platy Jubes. No, honestly, it's the Platy Jubes.
That sounds like an indie band. Opening yeah. for the Strokes, the Platy Jubes.
Oh, I love the Platy Jubes.
Dude, okay, but here's the thing, my question.
Yeah.
A, I don't really get why people care. So, like, no disrespect to the queen, God save her, whatever. But do people care, really? But then people don't care, but then they act like they don't care, but yet people still care so much.
Yeah.
In this country, in the States, everybody knows about the royal family, this, this. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I think they've won a lot of people over by giving them 4 days off. And it's just, everyone's just getting hammered.
Yeah, fair enough.
There's loads of parties. It's like loads of stuff going on. So I think that's
but the interest
big sell.
In it, the interest, and let's be being realistic, the most interesting person that has ever been in the royal family was Diana. Am I wrong?
Ooh.
Like,
I think that lots of people. Yeah. I think for like, say like my mum's generation.
What would she say?
Loved
Charles?
Diana.
Everybody loved Diana.
They all
dude.
Had like the Diana haircut. But then I'd say my grandma, who's dead now, but she would not have been a fan of Diana.
Because
she
wasn't
really...
Because she was an outsider.
Really, she wasn't very, like... God, I don't know if I can say that. She didn't act like the other royals, you know?
Yeah.
You can say that. That's
yeah.
allowed.
Yeah, she didn't... She, you know, she, like...
She took off her socks and ran in her dress.
Yeah. Yeah. For her son's...
For the race.
Sports day thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was a complex character.
I like Harry. Seems okay. It's a bit of an Ed Sheeran kind of dude.
Yeah.
Like he looks
Prince,
like Ed Sheeran.
Who's the other one?
Philip.
No.
William.
William.
Yeah.
William and Kate. Meh.
I don't get them really.
Boring.
I think she's just like the perfect wife for him, you know? She just fits right in with the royals.
Yeah, she does.
We did a podcast
about
with Maddie about royal movies.
Yeah.
Right?
We did.
But it was just about that, and it was so good. But this one, I feel like we're going to get into the underbelly.
I don't know what we're really going to talk about, to be honest.
There's
but
so much, dude.
Right now, we should do a little segment we call "Seen Anything Lately."
Oh wow!
Remember?
I do
that.
Remember
I did
now.
This. I forgot.
Well, I'm glad you remember.
That's the theme song.
Yeah.
So what have you guys seen lately? Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, I think
yeah,
you should.
Go.
I watched on Netflix The Dig.
Oh, that is filmed in Suffolk. Perfect.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
what?
God. Clean.
I didn't know that.
Yes,
I
that
actually
is
didn't know that.
Where I grew up, where it was filmed.
Oh, well, it looks beautiful.
And his accent
cause
that he puts
they're
on.
Close to Ipswich.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the accent that Ralph Fiennes does is the Suffolk accent.
Oh,
which
really?
I don't have that accent really, but
yeah.
that is the...
Because it's not his normal accent.
No.
It sounded a little bit Irish to me. No?
What's that line he says? Like, oh, you've been digging for...
Yeah.
No, I'm going West Country, but it's like...
Okay,
oh,
quick question though. Did Ralph Fiennes have a nose in it or no nose?
He had nose.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
cool.
They put a nose on him.
That's probably a good idea.
And Carey Mulligan's accent was pretty good.
Yeah.
What's The Dig? I've never even heard of this.
It's been on Netflix for a while. I've been meaning to watch it.
What did they do?
It's a true story, so you'll love it.
Yeah, oh, it is a true okay. story. Well,
Carey Mulligan's character owns... It's not really a farm. It's just land.
She right? has land, yeah.
She has land. She has like a nice...
She's state. Of wealth.
Yeah, stately house. Yes. Her husband is passed. Mm. She has a little boy. Mm-hmm. And there's these mounds of dirt on her land that she wants to dig up. So she hires... Now, see, I always thought his name was Ralph Fiennes.
I thought it was Rafe.
But it's Rafe. It
is
Rafe.
Is it Rafe? I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't. I just found that out.
Anyway, Voldemort.
So she hires Lord exactly. World Voldemort. Though he who should not be named.
Voldemort.
Valdi. Lord Valdi comes and he's not an archaeologist, but he's an excavator. So she's like, I just want you to dig it up. I just want to know what's under there. And they find... I don't want to spoil it because apparently I spoil things
God,
all the time on the show.
Graves or...
Well, you'll just have to watch it to find out.
But you can go to that place and see all that.
They do find something. That's not a spoiler. I mean, it wouldn't be a movie if they didn't find anything.
Right.
It's right before World War II starts. And they start unearthing this.
Oh, it's like that. It's like the 30s.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the museums don't want to get involved because they're like, well, we're packing everything up for safe storage because we're going to war.
Right.
And but they're doing this like private dig.
There's got to be all kinds of old British treasures laying around in England, eh? Buried and stuff like
stolen.
Well, they find a lot of Viking remains there.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because that part of England, Suffolk, where I grew up, is where the Vikings first settled, East Anglia, because mm-hmm. it was flat and they all came from the Nordics, right? Yeah. So they needed
it's funny how the Vikings land. As per some shows I've watched used to really fuck England up pretty good back in the day.
Yeah.
As it turns out
my history is terrible, so I don't know if I can say too much without sounding like an idiot.
Well, I mean, I'm just talking about it based off of Vikings
the show and I'm talking about it based on Assassin's Creed Valhalla where you play a Viking
invading England.
Yeah, it's a great game.
But you enjoyed it?
Yeah, it was a great movie. Carey Mulligan, always fantastic.
Yeah, she is.
Rafe, always fantastic. And then the supporting cast are very good as well. Anyway, it's great. And it's on Netflix, so.
Yeah, I watched it when it came out a year ago.
Oh, you've seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it and I watched it and I hadn't lived here that long and I hadn't been back to Suffolk since I'd moved here. And it was really nice because it's all these like beautiful shots of the countryside.
Cinematically really beautiful. Yeah. I don't know the
So it made you miss home probably.
Yeah, well, I think it was the time when it was difficult to travel, so it was nice.
See, I get like that when I watch movies like The Revenant and Brokeback Mountain.
You think
that's all my like, you know, Alberta
Wetaskiwin.
Yeah, not so much Wetaskiwin, but Wetaskiwin isn't that beautiful, but Calgary is south of Calgary, so but I haven't seen, I guess I'll watch The Dig.
Watch it.
Heard of it.
I think you'd like it, Jordy.
I think you would too, because it's a true story, and I know how much you love those.
That's all I love.
Okay, what have you been watching, bro?
The one I watched last night. I don't even. It's called American Underdog. It's about Kurt Warner, the quarterback. It's a true story, but I don't want to talk about it because it's really nothing to do with what we're talking about today.
Did you liked it?
I did like it because it is a very interesting story.
Right.
It's about a guy who just. It's for sports people. Let's just put it that way. It's about a guy who...
What's it called?
American Underdog. And it's just about a guy who he tried to make the NFL. He couldn't. And then he just was older. He was like in his 30s. And then he did make the NFL and then won a Super Bowl in 1999.
Nice. Got the ring.
Zach...
Efron.
No... What's his name? Fucking Shazam. That guy.
Zack Snyder.
No, the guy.
I don't know. I didn't see Shazam.
Fucking, I don't remember his name. Zach something played him. Anyway, it was a good movie. Dennis Quaid.
Oh, Dennis Quaid. I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, he plays the coach. Yeah, it's a good movie. But me and Sarah both have watched Ozark mm-hmm. recently.
That's what you wanted to talk about, Sarah?
I think we should talk about that,
I'm going to take a back seat on this one.
You've never watched it,
I've never watched an episode, no.
Yeah, I think you would like it.
Dude. I think it's hard not to like it once you're into it. Yeah.
I just feel like with these kind of shows, I did the same thing with Breaking Bad. I never watched it. And then when it was finally all over, I sat down and I watched the whole thing.
And did you like it?
Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
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 I just didn't like it while it was on.
Yeah, I didn't watch Breaking Bad when it was hype.
Too much clamoring about it.
Yeah. So I think same with Ozark, because people talk about it all the time. I think I'm just going to wait till it's done.
Till the jib jab's done.
Yeah, till the jib jab.
I know, I get it.
What's going on in don't feel like you can't talk about it, though.
It's very stressful.
Yeah, it's not a relaxing watch, that's for sure.
Like, and you're on edge whole time.
Towards the end, I think, a few plot holes.
Oh, really?
It just got a little bit ridiculous.
Oh, I think I thought there was a plot hole, too.
But I also...
I did think of a plot hole. When they go... After, I can't really talk. I mean, spoiler alert.
Oh, spoiler alert.
So anybody who hasn't seen
spoiler
it,
spoiler alert for Ozark.
Maybe put on a Jan and Dean song right now. I don't know.
I need a spoiler alert sound effect.
Yeah, find one.
That's the spoiler alert. Yeah.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
When Darlene and Wyatt get killed.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And then,
I know. That kind of just spoiled the whole
series.
Yeah,
but he won't remember it when he goes to watch it.
And it doesn't really matter.
I have already forgotten the names that you just said.
Yeah, and so it's one of those shows where you know everyone.
And then the cops go there to like investigate that.
Yeah.
Like the dead bodies there. Mm-hmm. They don't find the heroin farm. I was like, okay.
Yeah, but doesn't everyone just know about the heroin farm and it's sort of like whatever?
Sort of, but at the time that sheriff wasn't in on that game.
Yeah. Right? I think like I struggled a bit watching it because I couldn't quite remember everything that had happened.
Because that's the thing they do
now. Because Darlene has a baby at some point and then does the baby die?
That was the one kid's son or the one guy's son who got killed.
Yeah.
That's the thing that happens though with shows now is like Netflix is like, hey, we're going to put out a show in 2022. They're like, season two is until 2030. So hope you guys remember.
I think they did like, four seasons over 5 years and there was a pandemic. It just feels so like forever. Fair enough.
The kids from Stranger Things are like in college now.
Yeah, exactly. They're wearing anti-wrinkle cream. Yeah. They've all had Botox.
Oh my god.
Make them look young.
Oh my god, Will is missing again. He's in the Upside Down.
Finn Wolfhard's starting to look like fucking Edward Scissorhands or something.
I know.
He's an interesting looking dude.
Is he from here?
He is. He's from Vancouver.
Yeah.
Proper. I don't know if he's from proper. He could be from fucking Maple Ridge or something.
Well, I'm from Burnaby technically. So yeah. It's all the same.
Okay, anyways, we're okay, so Ozark.
I liked the ending.
The ending was awesome.
Yeah, I think like for me the whole of that fourth season was about how they were fucking up their kids basically.
Yeah.
And then the way it ended, which I shouldn't say.
No, really. Probably shouldn't say that.
But that just summed it all up for me.
I know. I was like, awesome.
And it was one of those endings where everything just came together and you're like, boom, brilliant.
Except for the one person.
That died?
Yeah.
Ruth?
Yeah.
But I really didn't want her to die.
I kind of wanted her to live because she was, and she came from the worst scenario.
And she was going to build that huge pool and like have that house and be rich.
I know.
I thought that scene where she found Wyatt and Darlene and then she drives away in the car and then she's just mad.
So mad. And then
she was so good.
She's a great actress.
She's awesome.
She's got a
She's
lot
the
of...
best thing about the show. I'm just going to say it.
I worked, okay, you know Wyatt?
Yeah, you told me this.
Like, yeah,
you
it's so weird. When he was like a child, when he was like 11, and now he's like 23.
Oh, that's so weird.
It is weird because he looks completely, obviously different. And it took me a while. Like the first season, I'm like, I feel like I know that guy. And then I Googled it. I'm like, oh my God, it's Charlie Town. He was so little. It makes me feel old.
So the ending of Ozark.
Yeah.
Compared to the ending of Breaking Bad.
What? How does Breaking Bad end? Breaking Bad
do you think, to me, Ozark was better. That's just
a better ending to a series?
I think so. Breaking Bad was maybe a touch too long.
It was a bit
drawn
out. I think
that about a lot of American shows. This is what I think the Brits do well, is they know when enough is enough and they know when to end something.
Right. We're skirting into the main topic.
I think it's
now.
A good way to do it. It's a nice segue.
But I did watch one other thing when I was in England, okay. Which I can talk about, and it might be boring. So you can cut it out. I don't care. But
we don't cut things
but,
out.
But I was at my mum's, and you know when you're with your parents and you have to find something you can both watch together?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's a challenge.
It is a challenge.
And my mum...
For me and my mum, it's Euphoria. But anyways, go on.
Well, for my mum, it's usually like a Scandi crime drama with subtitles.
Oh, yeah. That sounds
and
fun.
I'll just kind of watch it and I'm looking at my phone.
Why the subtitles?
I don't know. They love... Like, she loves it. But anyway, we watched... You know Sally Rooney, Clayton? You've read her books?
I have one on my
to-read list. I don't know if people... So she wrote a couple of books, Normal People and Conversations with Friends, and they were huge. Everyone read them. They were really good. I really enjoyed them. They made a... You know how the BBC does those like short series?
Right.
Adaptations.
Like a standalone series.
And it'll be 4 parts, 5 parts. I think it was about, I don't know, maybe 10 episodes they did for Normal People. And it was amazing and everyone loved it. And it was basically a love story between two people that meet when they're at high school. And then they kind of split up and then they're back together at university and then they split up and they're on and off. And like neither of them can really talk about their emotions. And it's very relatable. And I think that's why it was really popular.
Mm.
And she wrote another one called Conversations with Friends. And they did another adaptation and that came out recently. So I watched that with my mum. And I loved Normal People, but this one just wasn't as good.
Oh no.
And there's like
these... Is it the same like crew? Like,
I don't know.
Did it feel similar?
It felt very similar. Completely different cast. The guy, the main guy in it was the dude that's with Taylor Swift. What's his name? That actor.
Oh god.
I don't know.
It could be anybody.
not is the a kid blonde from Twilight.
Guy. It's probably Pete Davidson. Topical.
Taylor's
people in 2030
Taylor's
are like
boyfriend
what?
Is in it, but he's doing this Irish, because they're Irish, right? The books are set in Ireland.
Oh, okay.
And he's doing this Irish accent, but he's English, and it's like I can't quite tell if he's supposed to be English or if he's supposed to be Irish.
Oh.
And that kind of just takes you out of it the whole time. And then there are these like really long, intense sex scenes.
Oh.
But like, It's not like, you know, tumbling sheets and like dim lighting and like
and curtains billowing.
Yeah,
with wind.
Like
it's like awkward.
It's like
sex.
He's giving her head, and you're watching it with your mum. And
oh
that's
yeah,
just,
and you're like,
oh.
And it goes on for like 4 minutes, and you're like, okay, I get it. She's having an orgasm.
And then, and then you're like, well, I'm just gonna
make a cup of tea.
Put the kettle on and.
I mean, with my mum is pretty chill. Like, she can talk about sex and stuff, but I still don't want to watch. Like, I don't really want to watch it. I'm just watching porn with my mum, basically.
Wow, softcore. Yeah.
And like, that's it didn't
softcore's
really.
Softcore's okay.
Yeah.
Hardcore would be a different ballgame. One time I was staying at a hotel with my parents, and my mom was trying to like get a movie on or something, and she pressed a button, and the most hardcore porn shit came on, and she was like, and I was like 11, and I was like, I was storing it for my brain bank, as you know, she's freaking out, I'm watching it like full, you know, trying to remember what I'm seeing. And she's freaking out. It was hilarious. Anyways.
Oh, boy. Okay, I think we need to take a break. We're going to have some tea and crumpets here. We'll be right back. Those were good crumpets. And if you think we're faking it, we actually did eat crumpets that Sarah brought us from. Jolly old London, eh?
From Suffolk.
They were from
County.
Suffolk.
Oh, they were from Suffolk.
From Tesco's.
Thanks for flying across Tesco. The world for this.
Yes, thank
occasion.
You.
That's we appreciate okay. it. Clayton, also thank you for making such nice room temperature butter.
Yes, I left it in my little butter.
No, it's true.
It is true.
It can really fuck up a crumpet if the butter's too
cold. I actually have margarine because I don't normally leave my butter out in the butter dish.
I have a spread as well.
Because I can't deal with hard butter.
And you know, you put it in the microwave. And you could never get it right.
The microwave is too potent for. Because
you can never get it right. Unless you put it in for 3 seconds and you're like, no, it's too much.
Unless you're doing butter on popcorn, because then you want
just
it to be
get it
liquid.
Wet. Yeah, exactly.
Get it wet. You don't want that wet butter.
You've really massacred that.
That's okay. I bought it strictly for the crumpets.
Okay, so this is a good segue into our topic of the day, which is British movies and television.
Yeah, and I think we could lean on what we were kind of discussing before of the how Brits do things and Americans try and copy it.
Yeah, well, we could start with that.
I mean, I don't want to talk about Grace Point again, but
I don't even remember. We don't need to because there's been so many. How about we start with The Office? That's a good icebreaker.
But The Office was a success. And you know what? I never watched The American Office. It's the same as Breaking Bad. I waited till the end.
Mm, well,
I didn't like it because I felt like they ripped it off, even though Ricky Gervais
really,
was involved.
But it's hilarious.
It took on its own.
I'm going to say it. I never really watched the UK Office.
Oh, really?
And I think the American one's hilarious. But I just can't get on board with Ricky Gervais.
You don't like him, eh?
No, I don't like
Where's
him.
Where is he from?
I think, I actually saw him once running in, I was on the street.
In Vancouver?
No, in fucking Hampstead, which is North London.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
know where he's from, but that's where, he sounds a bit West Country, doesn't he? But I don't know if he puts that
I
on.
Don't
I don't
know.
He, I don't like him.
Was
I'm
he running and then
it.
You just heard him laugh like,
he
you
looked
bunch
awful.
Of fucking cunts.
he
you did
terrible.
It, not me.
You did fucking what?
What
you
was that
terrible.
Really depressing show, Afterlife?
I never watched it.
And I was like, I'm going to top myself.
I never watched. My parents love that show. They love
it's
him.
It's something to watch if you're in a good place, not if you're in a bad place, Afterlife.
What?
Because it's depressing.
What is the hot show on British telly right now?
Oh my God, I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
I don't live there.
It's not Fawlty Towers.
But you were just there.
I was just there.
Don't mention the war.
I'm trying to think, but now I'm on the spot. I can't think.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
I mean, that show Conversations with Friends, that me and my friends all watched that because we all read the book and we all really liked it. I don't know if it's like the hot show.
Right.
But that's something that springs to mind when I think of things, but I don't know.
It's weird because like occasionally BBC or what's the other, ITV?
The other what, TV channel?
Yeah, the other.
There's a few.
Okay.
But there's
BBC Two.
There's the BBC, which has two channels on.
Yeah.
Not cable, if that. Like, there's five channels that you just get.
Right.
BBC One, BBC Two, ITV, Channel 4, and Channel 5.
Ah.
But BBC One and BBC Two don't have adverts or commercials.
Because it's government paid.
Because you pay a license fee.
Oh, that's right. That you covers, told me about this.
Yeah, I told you. And then the BBC has like a BBC Three. And I think they used to have a BBC Four, but this is on Sky or cable or whatever.
Right, so this is like a special package that you'd have to order?
I think, yeah. But I don't know. I'm a millennial. I don't have a normal TV.
I just find that like occasionally there's a British show that strikes gold and that ends up over here, and then we get to see it.
Like what? Give me an example.
Misfits.
Did we watch Misfits?
I remember
Coronation Street for sure.
Coronation?
Are you serious?
Yeah, oh, yeah,
that,
CBC.
They show that on CBC.
CBC plays Coronation Street.
No, wait, I never knew that.
Yeah.
And if you want to, I always was like, if I'm feeling anxious and I need a nap,
you'll watch that.
I'll watch
Corey.
It. Yeah, for like six
but
minutes.
But that's a soap.
And it's shot on video and it is fucking.
But that's
awesome.
On every fucking day. That's like EastEnders. Yeah. And have you watched EastEnders?
I've never seen it. I know
I've heard of it. Yeah.
So good. But my mum wouldn't let me watch it when I was younger because she thought that.
Why?
Too risque.
It's a soap too, right?
It's a soap, yeah. And it's BBC. Yeah, it's BBC.
Isn't there a soap called Soap?
Men,
not that I know of.
Oh, I think
the main ones, EastEnders, Coronation Street, Emmerdale.
I don't know that one.
Emmerdale, I've never really watched. It's like on a farm. EastEnders is the one that I watched when I was younger. That's.
What's that about? People in the
people
East End
in the
of London.
East End of London.
What is the East, like, what's the American equivalent of the East End in London?
90210.
Like, is it the posh area or like
no,
the
it's not the posh area.
The opposite of posh.
It's like there's the caf, the pub, the market. I mean, I haven't watched it for years, but I think it's pretty similar to how it used to be. And it's on every single day. And in COVID, when they couldn't film it, they had to like stagger episodes more, apparently. Oh. So they didn't show it every day.
They used their buffer of episodes, like the 10 that they had in the can. They were just like, okay, once a week now.
I don't know, man. Those soaps get, I can't believe how they film them. Like American ones, they do 25 pages a day, like Young and Restless and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's why they suck.
Could you imagine doing that?
No.
I don't even know. Well, you
yeah,
all,
because
you,
it's,
you have it all set up. It's pre-lit.
It's like a show, like a stage show.
Yeah. And I don't think they change the camera angles much or anything like
that.
It's just like big wide.
Okay, but quickly, let's talk about another quick topic. Because there's a lot to talk
Subtopic?
About.
Subtopic? Okay.
Okay, here's my next topic. How many British actors, men and women,
does it take to screw in a British light bulb?
Oh, you little Muslim. play superheroes, American.
Oh my God!
Superheroes.
Yeah. Okay, Tom. Well, Tom Hiddleston plays Loki, who's not a superhero; he's a villain.
Yeah, but
so
he,
trick
he
question.
Still has his own show.
Yeah, he does have his own show.
And here's the thing. Okay, the list is huge because I have it here. Okay,
the guy that plays Vision. What's his name?
Paul Bettany.
Paul
one
Bettany.
One of my favorite actors. Robert Pattinson. Let's start with him.
Who
does
he
play?
Batman. You guys ever heard of
Oh,
Batman?
I was just thinking of Marvel.
Is that the new Batman?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
And
I haven't seen it.
Christian Bale was the one before that, right? So, I mean, let's be
Tom
real.
Tom Hardy is superhero.
Tom Hardy plays Venom.
Batman.
Okay, so it's okay. So Robert Pattinson plays Batman.
What if Batman was British? I'm the bat, mate.
I'm the fucking email bat, mate.
Yeah, he would be more of a Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy should be a British Batman.
He could be in
jolly old Gotham.
In Venom, you can't understand a word he says. I love Tom Hardy, but in Venom, it's inaudible, that show.
Commissioner Gordon sent me down here, mate.
Does he do an American accent or anything?
I am the
he
fucking
He has an American
mate.
Accent. His name's Eddie something, but he does that kind of American accent. Well, you can't really hear what I'm saying. Okay, so Robert Pattinson plays Batman.
Was he good at Batman? I didn't see it.
He was good. He was a bit emo. But here's the thing about Robert Pattinson, okay? He has the best under the mask jaw.
Okay. To date.
His jaw, when he has the mask on, it was best jaw.
Surprising that George Clooney's jaw wasn't as good as it was.
Was not even close. I don't know what it is. It's like a hit and miss thing.
George Clooney's raccoon eyes are what makes him handsome. And his Caesar haircut.
He's got a good voice, I would say.
Yeah,
his voice is amazing.
I like the Clooney.
He's a cool dude. Okay. Benedict Cumberbatch is Doctor Strange. Okay, the list goes on.
And he's doing an American accent, which I do not like coming from out of his mouth.
Does it sound good or does it sound
good? No, I buy it,
but I don't like it because he has such a distinct British voice. Like,
does he pass for an American?
Yes.
I don't think so. No. Because I've seen him in so many.
Does he? But for us, it's different because we're Canadians and we're.
I've seen him. He's Sherlock to me, always.
Yeah, but that's the thing, maybe, is you know him too much. Okay, so the next guy on the list, Tom Holland, who plays Spider-Man.
This is John Watson.
Is he Watson or is he Sherlock?
He's Sherlock, but he says, John.
Oh, wait, this is Benedict.
Yeah.
Who plays Watson in it?
Martin Freeman.
Oh, right. See, I don't watch it. But Tom Holland is saying that he has trouble now acting in a British accent. Like, he's done American so much that it's
hard. Oh, he's British?
Tom Holland is.
See, fooled me.
It's easy for us.
I thought he was from, like,
Now, why is that? Is it just because of the exposure? Because
we just watch. I say us as if I'm an actor, but I'm not. But
yeah, but you do an American accent.
Yeah, because we just watch so much.
But so do we, though. But so do we. We watch so much British stuff. Well, yeah, kind of.
When you're kids? I don't know. I feel like I say things over here, and people are like, what? Whereas,
We watched
the other day, I was
like, off your pop.
Thomas the Tank Engine or whatever.
Oh, yeah, Thomas the
Tank
Engine.
Oh, my God, that is big. Yeah,
we watched stuff.
Yeah.
We watched.
Who was the conductor when you watched it?
Ringo
Starr. Yeah.
Okay, next superhero on the list, Tom Hardy plays Venom. Okay, we already talked about that.
Anthony Hopkins plays Odin.
He does. Dude, there's so many. If you look at the list of British actors, and actresses, there's so many.
And,
it's stupid. So Charlie Cox plays, I don't know him.
Who's
London-born. He plays Daredevil now. He's an up-and-comer.
Andrew Garfield.
No, on the movies, there's going to be a Daredevil movie.
Oh, great.
Now. Andrew Garfield played Spider-Man in the different multiverse, whatever. Henry Cavill is Superman. Which is the most American thing of all time, is it not? Although it was invented by a Canadian.
Yeah, anyways, a Jewish Canadian.
That's another story.
I might be getting that
wrong. But Henry Cavill is a big one because it's like he is quite... like.
Look at the cleft on that chin, hey?
Let's see.
That is a bum.
That's real.
But that's quite an American look, the bum
it's
chin.
Totally an American
look. Yeah. John Travolta.
That's a jock. American jock.
John Travolta, man.
Could you imagine? And Christian Bale also played Batman, lest we forget. And Idris Elba plays... I don't know who this is. Some superhero villain or something.
He's in the Thor movies, I think.
Oh, okay.
As somebody.
Oh, and Tom Hiddleston is Loki. And Chiwetel Ejiofor, who's also British. See, there's so many. Finn Jones plays Iron Fist. Sophie Turner plays...
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
Jean
the
Grey
X-Men.
And the new X-Men. Fucking Michael Fassbender plays a young Magneto.
Yeah, and Patrick Stewart was the old...
Ian McKellen was the old Magneto.
Yeah, they were all
British. Patrick Stewart was fucking Dr. X.
Why are there so many of them?
Karen Gillan is in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah. She's a Northern Eye.
James McAvoy is a young Charles Xavier.
Okay, we get the point.
Yeah.
The
James McAvoy is Scottish.
Oh, that's true. But
British, but I'm just saying.
Some would contest that, though. Wouldn't they?
The Scots might have a problem with it.
Yeah.
They just don't want you to call them English. You know, do you remember
we don't want to be called Americans.
Remember when you told me that way?
Yeah, I was going to say. So Geordie's like, yeah, my friend, he's from like Cardiff, England. I was like, no, that's Wales. And he was like, yeah, but it's like the same, right? I'm like, no, dude. And his head was just like...
I thought Wales was just like a
your
subcontinent.
Exploded.
I thought Wales was like the Northwest Territories. I didn't think it was his own country.
It's his own country, yeah.
Prime Minister. Does it have his own Prime Minister?
No.
Wow.
But they have their own.
This is the question.
They have
then.
Their own shit going on.
But like, they don't have their own prime minister and they don't have their own currency.
But they have their own kind of leader. And they have different rules for certain things, like Scotland does. But
they can't eat ice cream on Sundays.
You know, like Nicola Sturgeon, the Scottish First Minister, people know about her. I don't. Yeah. I don't want to start.
Does
talking
Scotland
about
have
her.
Its own? I'm
no,
from this.
You have like,
but descendant of this shit. I don't even know.
They have like their own kind of government. I'm.
But
I don't
ultimately,
I don't want to get it wrong.
Ultimately,
so I
Boris Johnson calls the shots, though, right?
Okay, look. I guess. Stop quizzing Sarah about the politics of Wales.
But anyway, funny story, when I told Geordie Wales was a country and he couldn't, it was like he thought I was just taking the piss. And then his head, I saw his head explode.
It did. It was nuts.
And then we put it back together.
Like, and I was like, yeah, because you know how like than it was Canada. I was like, it's the same as Canada being a different country to America. And he's like, no, it isn't.
But we have our own currency and our own prime minister.
Well, they have their own language.
Their own language?
Yeah.
Yeah, Welsh is a different language.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay.
My last name is Welsh, apparently.
Flag.
With the two G's, apparently. Someone told me that. So
yeah, I feel like that's what Welsh do that. They like double up on letters.
Yeah, double up consonants.
Yeah.
Okay. Crazy Welsh.
Do you guys have any British movies, movie series, movie sequences that we want to talk about?
Well, you know, y'all know me. I could talk about Doctor Who till the cows come.
Okay, well, let's just go straight in. Who's your favorite?
Or my favorite doctor?
Yeah.
Well, David Tennant, I think, because we've worked with him, Geordie and I, so I got to meet him.
Mm.
And he's the one that was playing it when I got into it.
Right.
So.
Have you ever watched, like, old Tom Baker?
Yeah, I have. I used to want, they actually used to play them on the CBC, like the really old ones, like the black and white ones. And it was scary when you're a little kid.
It is.
When you're like
Dalek,
4 or 5. Yeah, it's scary stuff.
Mm. Right. I've never seen an episode.
I know. And you thought the theme song was Rock and Roll Part 2 by Gary Glitter.
Yeah. I know. I actually did.
That's a good song.
Because I thought Doctor Who. Hey. Doctor Who.
I mean, it should be the theme song, right? It's pretty similar.
I've known about it.
They used that song in the Joker.
In the Joker movie.
Yeah.
That's
and
cool
apparently
scene.
There's some controversy around it. Because
he's not.
Cool. That guy's a bit of a pedophile.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
But it is a good song.
It is a good song.
It's a really good song.
Yeah. And I thought it was the theme song to Doctor Who. I don't know about. And then I learned most of my Doctor Who stuff through you.
Yeah.
Clayton. Like, I didn't know what the TARDIS was.
And there's one sitting in front of you.
There's one sitting in front of me. And then when we did Grace Point, a person had one set up on their balcony.
Cookie jar. Yeah, that's
and
right.
I mean, that was just a weird coincidence. Yeah, or
it was
like a life-size one.
It was a coincidence.
Yeah. Strange, hey? Strange things afoot in Sydney.
I also like Sherlock, which doesn't run anymore. No. And
it's over, hey?
Black Mirror is
A
British show, isn't it?
That's good.
Black Mirror is one of the best TV shows ever made.
I agree.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, realistically.
You know the newer episode that they did?
I haven't seen
it.
It was
like interactive.
No,
Bandersnatch.
I wanted to try it.
Yeah, me and my sister watched it and didn't realize we were supposed to interact. So it was going on and on and on.
Is it like Choose Your Adventure? Or what do you do?
Do you remember those like Choose Your Adventure books?
Oh,
yeah.
But it kept looping. And we were just like, what? We've just seen this.
It wouldn't work on, because I had Apple TV and it wouldn't work. So it wouldn't let me watch it.
Mm.
I should try it again and see if I can watch it. So what happens is at like certain points, it asks you.
You decide what the character does, I think.
Cool.
With your TV remote. But I think we just didn't. Do that.
And you're like, did we see the scene already?
Yeah. And it was like, we were like, this is really boring. It's not like the other episodes.
Damn. I think they got in trouble for that too. I think that the people who own Choose Your Own Adventure tried to
sue them. How could you? That's like,
I know.
It's a
like,
concept.
It's not,
it
yeah. I don't know.
That's hilarious.
I love those old Choose Your Own Adventure.
But actually,
books.
I love the Black Mirror episode. The only one, I think it's the only one that's actually American based. the San Junipero episode.
Oh, that is so good.
That was so good.
And that stars Mackenzie Davis from Vancouver.
Right. Yes.
Who I love.
Oh, yes.
Okay, should we talk about James Bond for a minute or two?
Okay, so Sarah, you're a James Bond fan?
Yeah. I mean,
Jordy hates James Bond.
I hate him.
Yeah, I know this, but...
You hate him like you hate the character?
It's got its flaws, for sure. Personally. I definitely think there are issues in it, but I think they're rectifying that now with the new ones.
I don't hate him. I don't love it.
I told Jordy that he should just watch the Daniel Craig ones because they've sort of taken the campiness out of them.
Yeah. They had Phoebe Waller-Bridge write on it.
That's right. She wrote on the last one, No Time to Die.
Yeah, and I think you could really tell.
I like the new one. What was the new one?
No Time to Die. Because there was that scene
where like the girl's like, okay, you need to get changed. And he's like, oh, shouldn't we get to know each other first? And she's like, ew, no. Yeah. And I thought that was really funny.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just sleep with anyone you want.
Yeah, because like, you're totally, because it's James Bond, you're expecting her to be like, oh, yeah. And
yeah.
She's like, no.
She's like, ew, gross, you're old. I don't want to.
Maybe that's
why I didn't like it, is because of the campiness and the cheesiness.
Dude,
of
the Roger Moore ones especially are so campy. They're so campy.
It's very British to me.
It's overly to appeal. Well, in my opinion, it's overly British to appeal to the Americans, and I think that's why it's successful.
Right. I mean, it's the same with Austin Powers.
Austin Powers is parodying. It's lampooning that whole thing. Yeah, right?
But I think James Bond is parodying it too. You like that scene in the new one where he opens the drawer and there's all the teapots. Do you remember that?
Q's lab.
I felt like in the new one too, I felt like he was more stoic and it was kind of more dramatic.
Well, he's in love, isn't he?
Yeah. Sacrificial a bit. You know what I mean?
He's sort of over it.
Yeah. And I thought that was endearing.
And there's the new girl that's like got the job and then he comes back.
And she's the new 007.
Yeah.
They're all calling her 007. And he's got like the visitor's pass. Like so demoralizing.
So is that woman playing
007? I don't know. I guess that's what they were kind of maybe hinting towards, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
I know there's lots of talk of like who's speculation, like who's coming up to play him.
It'll be interesting to see where they take that franchise.
Okay, what I want from you guys right now though is suggestions for who you would like to see play James Bond in the future.
Oh my God.
I remember they were talking about Idris Elba being.
I would love Idris Elba. I think he's the right guy.
He has the right suave, like he's got that calm, cool, collected.
Well, and it would be nice to see a black man play James Bond.
Absolutely.
And not fucking Puff Daddy. Like, let's get...
Puff Daddy.
That was a suggestion for a while. And I'm like, okay, yeah, let's have a black guy play Bond, but not Puff Daddy. Like, come on. He's
not even an actor.
I know, but his name is being thrown around. Like, there's so many way better guys. Idris Elba being my first choice in that department anyways, for sure.
I think it depends on
I would have before the slap, but now the slap is too
real.
Yeah, but
you have to have a Brit play him.
Yeah, I agree.
That's true.
You got to have a Brit.
You're right. An American, I don't even know if they could do
it. Doing like a really crap British accent, it would be terrible.
Okay, now how about Wrong Answers Only?
Wrong Answers Only?
I'm going to say Jonah Hill.
I'm going to say Seth Rogen.
Meryl Streep.
Oh,
that might be
actually, you know what? No,
she's
I would
older now, but she would have worked in the.
She would be a great M.
Yeah,
the boss.
Yeah,
because I miss Judy. I miss Judy Dench. I love Ray. Back to Ralph Fiennes. Love him. I think he's a good choice, but I miss her playing M. I miss Judy Dench.
Yeah,
was Ralph Fiennes M in the last one?
Yeah, he's the new M.
Yeah.
I actually loved the Bond Daniel Craig one where they. Which one is it? Is it Skyfall? Where they go up to Scotland?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's one of my favorites.
That was Sam Mendes, so it's hard to not like that because he's such a great director.
And he's got the shotgun at the end.
Yeah.
I really love that one.
That was a good one. You would like that one, Jordy. Yeah.
I might go backwards.
You could watch that one just for the cinematography.
I watched No Time to Die. Because
that's Deakins.
So now I might go backwards.
Have you never watched any of the like Sean Connery?
No.
Never. They're a bit slow.
No. Well, I'm
a, I rewatch. Maybe what did I want? I rewatched Thunderball a couple of years ago.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Like, wow, these are slow moving.
See, I know the parody than I know their content.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
What's your favorite Bond theme song?
Skyfall by Adele.
Really?
Absolutely. Ooh. It's the best one. Why? What's yours?
I don't know because I love Adele and I don't like that song.
What? minutes.
I know.
Jordy?
I'm going to say the theme song to MASH. Is that one?
This one?
Yeah. This is from Casino Royale.
Yeah. Going to the casino with his Walther PPK
and he likes to drive
Aston Martin DB5.
Okay,
that's enough of that.
That was pretty good though, off the cuff.
Yeah, I had it lined
Duran
up.
Duran Duran of You to Kill. That's
that's a good one.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah, it's so 80s.
Yeah, I love a big 80s.
Christopher Walken was the bad guy in that movie.
Yeah.
What was that one?
That's
No Hearts to No Nights to... What was that one?
What? No Nights.
What was the one with Pierce Brosnan that was like 92?
GoldenEye.
No,
95.
No. Before the one before that.
Tomorrow Never Dies?
Tomorrow Never Dies.
That's the one after GoldenEye. That would have been...
Is that with all the big skiing stunt scenes in it? Can't remember. They all merge into one. That's the thing.
No, it's not the skiing one. That's...
The World Is Not Enough.
World Is Not Enough. That's like the snow one.
Okay, let's switch it up. Let's switch it up. I'm going to throw out some British classics here.
Okay, yeah.
The first one being A Clockwork Orange.
Oh, yeah. Kubrick.
Kubrick's. So I guess, I don't know, like, I mean, it is British because it's about England, London. Have you seen it?
I've never seen it.
Oh, God. Maybe we shouldn't talk about it then.
I remember for Halloween once my brother dressed up as...
Oh, he's one of the droogs?
Yeah. At least I don't think I've
was
seen
he drink,
it.
Was he drinking a glass of milk, getting ready for the old super violence?
God, it is really
messed up. I've only watched it once, and I won't watch it again.
It's hard to watch. It is.
It's a movie that when you finish it, you're exhausted, and you're like, I'm really glad I watched that movie. Like, it's a great film, but you'll never want to watch it
again. Yeah, I should have watched it at the time.
It was one of those movies, you know, there was a list of movies when I was a teenager that you had to watch when you were baked.
Yeah.
It was one of those, right? Like, you got to watch this. Like,
I would never watch that one baked.
Yeah, so I watched it baked, you know, high on
weed. It's terrifying.
And it was fucked up, man. I'm like, why do we do that as kids? Like, let's watch the most terrifying thing ever high. Like, why didn't we watch fucking... Lassie or some shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, or Homeward Bound, where you're like, the dogs are talking.
Nice, something fun.
That dog sounds like fucking Marty McFly. Oh, that's not. Is that? That's Milo and Otis. I don't know. Send your corrections to thepropscast@gmail.com.
But yeah, Clockwork Orange is a very good movie. It's different. It's bizarre, but it's very violent.
And right. Super
hard,
violent.
Some scenes are really hard to watch, where you're like, oh, God. Nightmares. Okay, anyways, I'm going to throw out another classic then. Since we're on a roll here, Billy Elliot.
I haven't seen it.
Hate I'm not musicals. Doing very good here. Billy Elliot's not,
I hate musicals.
Billy Elliot's not
them.
A musical. It's not.
It
a music,
is.
No,
he just
not.
Wants to dance.
It's
right?
In the West End. It is surely.
It's
is
not
it
a musical. Oh, it's just about me. A little boy who wants to be a dancer.
He just wants to dance.
Okay, well, I don't like it. It's not my bag. Next one. Come on.
Okay.
Love Actually.
Love Actually.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Heather's favorite movie, I think.
That's a cavalcade of British stars.
Yeah, that's a Christmas classic. Right?
People should watch that once a year at Christmas.
I do.
It's totally a Christmas movie.
And I definitely think
it's a modern classic for sure.
Yeah, and it's problematic now, I think, when you watch it.
Is
in
it?
Parts, but at the same time,
it's a little
I love it.
Dated in the...
Just a little bit, but at the same time, it's so good. And actually, having lived in London, that feeling when you walk around at Christmas, because London in December is like so good. The lights look amazing, everyone's out, everyone's drinking, everyone's shopping, like no one cares about how much money they're spending or what they're eating, how much they're drinking. Everyone's just up for it, you know?
Right.
And you walk around, you're doing Christmas shopping, and it feels like Love Actually.
Oh, really?
So
and everyone's like, 10 quid for roasted chestnuts and a pint? Are you fucking kidding me? Ah, it's Christmas, mate.
Mate, spend your fucking life. You're never going to have it once a year. You know what I mean?
Happy Christmas
to you. Here's the thing.
Next
time, next time you go back to England, I want you to tell them something about Christmas, okay? This is
tell everyone over there.
Tell everyone over there that when you went to Canada, you learned that technically speaking, Santa is Canadian.
What?
No. Well, he is.
Santa's Coca-Colian.
Santa lives in the North Pole,
oh,
which,
right, yeah.
Just for the record, is in Canada. Okay. Right.
Just because he lives there.
I think so that's contested, that. Though.
Contested by the Russians?
Yeah.
Well, nobody's listening to them right now.
And Greenland. That's true. That's
Greenland can fucking suck it. Denmark can suck it. Santa is not from fucking Greenland. If anybody's from Greenland, it's the Vikings.
What does Denmark have to do with it? They own
Greenland.
That's Denmark. Oh, that's right.
They're nice people, though.
Yeah, I went to Denmark. Yeah, just go down to...
Tell them that.
Go down to 10 Downing Street. Or 11 Downing Street if you ask Cabbage. That's an inside joke. And just knock on the door and just be like, hey, what's the Prime Minister's
name? You can't get down the street anymore.
Why not?
Boris Johnson.
They don't let... They close the street.
Like, Boris, I need 5 minutes of your time.
Bozza?
Bozza Johnson. Let me talk to you for a second, mate. When I throw a dog a fucking bone...
I don't want to know if it tastes good. Everyone talks like Bricktop.
They do to me. Everybody's Bricktop. What is your guys' favorite in Love Actually? What is your favorite subplot? Like, you know how there's love stories.
It's weird, but I love the Bill Nye subplot where he's the aging rock star.
Oh, yeah. Okay, what's your favorite subplot?
I don't know. I kind of like the stand-in sex scene couple.
They're
really cute. Oh no, sorry, it's got to be Emma Thompson and the affair. Like, that's just.
Oh yeah,
that was weird.
With
that was,
the late Alan Rickman.
Yeah, and when she goes, I mean, this is such a. Everyone would say this, but I sound really basic, probably. But you know when she goes upstairs and she has the cry
with the Joni Mitchell CD.
Yeah, and then she just keeps it together and goes and watches.
Yeah, for the kids.
Also, for the record, Joni Mitchell is Canadian. Anyways,
yeah, Sunshine Coast.
Go on.
Doesn't she live on? The
I think she's from Alberta,
but she lives on the Sunshine Coast. Currently. Apparently,
yeah, she might. Yeah,
she's probably shacking up with Charlotte Diamond.
I thought you were going to say Bruno Cheruzzi. I don't know why. Honestly.
Is she from Alberta?
I think so. Peace River.
Okay, what's your subplot?
Well, I love the Hugh Grant. I know that's kind of cheesy too, but
I like the
Hugh Grant and cheesy.
The,
I
like the Prime Minister and his assistant now.
I like when they reveal that they're brother and sister. Like at the end when you're they're related.
Yeah, and they go to the school play.
Yeah, the school play.
Right, and the little Liam Neeson and the boy was great.
Yeah,
he's an actor still.
I've worked with him.
Oh, really?
on the Maze Runner movie.
Maze Runner, yeah.
It's weird because like you meet him and he's like 20 now.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh, but he still looks like the kid.
I know,
like he's got the same face, and I'm like, oh, and I'm like handing him a gun. I'm like, here's the gun,
and he's like, I love her. I will do anything for her. And you're like, just take this gun.
Yeah, okay. Can you just do your lines?
I want to get out of here.
Oh, I Love Actually is a good one. Okay, I'm gonna pull up another one.
Okay, we're running out of time, so maybe make.
It's so hard. Get a powerhouse. The Full Monty. Have you seen it?
Yeah, of course I've seen it.
I have not.
Okay,
seen
come
it.
On.
I love it. It's hilarious.
Because the rest.
What about?
Have you seen Calendar Girls?
No.
Okay, so Calendar Girls is a movie. I don't know why Full Monty makes me think of this, but it's about women that...
I have seen it. They make a calendar.
They make a calendar, like a topless...
Right. Yeah.
And who's in it?
I couldn't tell you.
Judi Dench.
I think... Well, Google. Might have to Google it, but... yeah.
Emma Thompson. It's like... Isn't it like that, though? It's like they're like older women.
Yeah, yeah. They're old women. And I can't... It's been years since
Maggie
I watched
Smith.
It, but...
Oh, we didn't talk about Downton Abbey.
Oh God.
Okay.
Do you guys watch it?
I've seen some episodes.
Yeah.
Robert told me he watched it the other day.
And I was actually really impressed because it's PBS, isn't it? Where PBS distributes it here.
I think it's on BBC.
It's like
it's on BBC, but who?
It feels like a low budget show, but they do a really good job.
Really,
yeah.
I've only ever watched the Christmas specials, and that's when I've been forced into.
It's a lot of props.
It's one of the heaviest prop shows I've ever seen.
Yeah,
because every episode has at least two dinner scenes where they have guests,
and there's like
right, and it's all the courses, and then like you go downstairs to the kitchen, and the kitchen's always going, and so they've got like. Kettles on and the oven's going and they're prepping
unreal.
For breakfast the next day. It's like
the props are unreal.
There's stuff happening, little letters and cutting open letters.
So
like every scene has like fucking tons of stuff.
Yeah. It'd be a tough show to do.
Considering this is the props cast, it's worth mentioning that.
Yeah. It is, yeah. But when you watch it, do you just think about that and it takes you away?
Sometimes do.
I was, but then because...
it's very good.
Emily used to watch it and I would sit down every once in a while and I got to know who the characters were. And I'm like, this is actually kind of an interesting
Maybe
show just to see how life was like back then.
I feel like I enjoy British TV more now I live here.
Oh.
Because it's like a comfort thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'll just throw this on, or, you know, like Peep Show. Have you guys watched Peep Show?
No.
Oh, you would love it.
Is it just a Peep Show?
It's.
I mean, I've seen a Peep Show before.
It's
different.
It's comedy. Oh, okay. David Mitchell and what's the other dude called?
The thing is there's so many new ones coming out on Netflix too, like the End of the Fucking World.
Oh, that's a great one. Great.
And Sex Education. That was awesome.
Sex Education. You haven't seen it. That's good.
Everyone. Well, you told me to watch that.
Did I?
I think you did.
It's good, but it's definitely like Americanized. I think. Well, when I watched it, well, yeah, because the first series they all go to high school and they're not wearing a school uniform.
I thought they were wearing school uniforms.
But they do in the Zeta ones. They wear a uniform.
I thought in the first one they did. Maybe
no, they're wearing like baseball jackets. And there's like...
Is that not a thing that you guys, they don't wear...
well, I didn't...
They were wearing like Letterman jackets?
We don't have
with
baseball.
With like the C for the captain on the
No baseball.
We don't have baseball, no.
Cricket?
There's no British in baseball.
Cricket, yeah. Like, I don't know what baseball's all about.
I thought that was a good joke.
If baseball is an American sport.
For those listening at home.
But
I
like,
liked it.
I think it's a really good show, but I think that the way they've styled it, they've made it American-y.
So it transfers, maybe.
Yeah, but that's not a bad thing.
Did you think Gillian Anderson's accent was well done?
Okay, what?
She is English, isn't she?
No, she's American. She lives there. She lives but she lives there. So
and she's lived there for a while.
Oh,
so she
sort of
has... The accent.
Her accent's great. Because she was in The Fall. Did you ever watch? That was like
I watched the first season.
The Fall,
with Jason,
Jamie
Dorman.
Dorman.
Jamie Dorman.
50 Shades of Grey.
I've worked
dude.
With him.
I've worked with him also.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
He is a nice guy.
Gillian Anderson, on the other hand.
Ooh, we both
should
worked
we?
With
Should we both work with
No,
him?
I don't think we'll we should go there.
We'll
Let's leave it.
Because she was your, she's your boyhood crush.
She is.
So really? We don't want to ruin it.
Yeah.
She reminds me of my mom, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Especially
at this age. And Sex Education.
Yeah. I don't know why.
She does. I think this is an opinion. I think she looks like the best she ever looked now.
She does
like
look
she
great.
Looks great.
Yeah, the short hair and all
that.
Yeah,
and just like the roles that she's taking. Like she's really in her prime, I think.
She's a very good actress.
Yeah.
She really is. And she was in X-Files too.
Yeah, she always has been.
To me, she was always better than Duchovny. I always found Duchovny flat. I still do.
Duchovny
and
his mumbly jumblies.
He's flat to me. He was good in X-Files because X-Files was a
tense, like drama.
Like a slow burn.
Yeah, slow burn.
Right. And it worked, but in other things, I'm like, oh.
You seen him in The Bubble?
No, but I did watch Californication.
Oh, I haven't watched that. Enough. We're way off topic. Yeah. We're running out of time. Yeah, we should take just a little break and then we'll say our goodbyes.
Okay.
Okay. We'll be back. And we're back.
That was nice. Okay, I feel like there's one major British movie thing that we haven't touched on yet that we should. Films by Guy Ritchie.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's had a career now for what? It's been almost 30 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He's been putting out stuff. Some of it's been not great. Some of it's been amazing. Some of it's been middle of the road.
I think after Snatch, he reached a point where he could kind of do whatever he wanted, I feel.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm.
The Snatch was only the second one, wasn't it? Like it was Lock, Stock, and then it was Snatch.
Which is a remake of Lock, Stock, in some would say. It's almost identical.
Yeah. Because
Lock, Stock is really indie, like low budge.
Different story, though.
Different story, but I think he was like...
Same style.
Refining his style.
His like that story of like the underbelly of London.
Yeah, exactly.
You obviously have seen both. Have you seen Lock, Stock?
Yeah, but a long time ago.
Yeah. It's good.
I do think that Guy Ritchie does that, like, makes things over British for the Americans, you know?
You think so?
I find it quite enjoyable.
But I don't know, because, like, when you watch something, you don't think about it. And then when I watch something with, like, a Canadian person, I'm like, this seems really over-the-top British. Like, we don't actually do that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's hard to say.
Well, they do that with Canada too. Whenever it's a movie that they made in Canada, it's like
on a moose.
Everyone's loving hockey on a moose. Yeah. Drinking.
All
it's
the
like,
Mounties are wearing red in their
and
ceremonial
it's like,
hats.
We do that, yeah.
But it is like people, that here. Do,
but is it though?
Kind of, but not.
I mean, I don't like hockey's okay.
Do you guys wear plaid? I have not really seen you wear.
I have
plaid.
One plaid shirt.
I have one plaid shirt. As well. Yeah. I don't really wear it.
Robert
wears. I did plaid wear it when we did our Canadian episode, though.
That's true.
I am actually Canadian, though. We'll say that on the
oh,
podcast.
Oh yeah, that's right. You were born here, yeah. You nut.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Did I know that?
Born in Toronto.
I probably forgot.
You probably did, but Toronto. People always forget and they're like, what visa are you on? Like a 2-year or like have you got permanent residency? No, I have a passport. Oh my God. I'm like, yeah.
You're a citizen already?
You were born here? You got like family here? No, no.
There was a while where they were. Who was just telling me it's an easy place to get your passport?
Weren't we talking about Guy Ritchie?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so I'm can we talk? Okay, Lockstock was like came onto the scene out of nowhere.
Yeah,
people loved it. It was like word of mouth, water cooler movie.
Yeah, that was late '90s.
Late '90s, and then Snatch came out. And just kind of blew the lid off.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because also Brad Pitt was in Snatch, and that sort of bridged the waters. You know what I mean?
The pond.
Yeah, so bridged the pond.
What are the other those, than those two? What's your favorite? Because mine is Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one, but I heard it was good.
It is really good.
I haven't seen it.
Have you seen The Gentlemen?
Yes.
I like that.
I liked it. I felt like it was Snatch Light, which sounds so gross.
It was kind of. It was like a fancy Snatch.
Yeah, it was like dressed up a little bit.
Sat Snatch in suits.
Yeah.
But what was the one he did? What was the one he did about King Arthur? He did this one with Charlie Hunnam where he plays King Arthur, and it was really good. It didn't get much.
I haven't seen it.
Didn't get much play, but it was quite good. Okay, Guy Ritchie. And
then he did Wrath of Man, which I didn't like.
Remember we talked about Wrath of Man for like 15 minutes.
We did.
Because it was so over the top, like macho.
Have you seen that, Sarah?
I don't know. I haven't.
It's Jason Statham. And he like,
he plays this Brinks guard kind of guy who has to, I don't know.
It's just overly like macho man. Like it just doesn't fit in the 2020s.
No, it doesn't. And it's stupid. Okay. Can we quickly talk about Paddington and Paddington 2? I love it's in my top 20.
I'm going to let you two take this one because I didn't finish the first one.
I haven't seen it either.
Okay, well, I'll just quickly say then that
say
it's awesome.
Sally
so
Hawkins
British.
Is in it, right?
I don't know.
She's the mom.
Yeah. And the dad, it's just everybody is...
The dad is from Downton Abbey.
Yes. Paddington is from Paddington. Yeah.
Paddington there. is the voice of Q from the new Bond movies.
Oh.
What's his name?
Oh.
Sarah, you know every British person. What's his name?
Oh, Paddington. Oh, Ben Whishaw.
Ben Whishaw. I love him.
Paddington is actually from Peru.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Fun fact.
But why does he have a British accent? Because
I think his parents went there from England. Are they introduced to marmalade from British? I don't know. Anyways, it was a kid's show.
Marmite, not marmalade.
No, it was marmalade in the movie. They have marmalade.
I thought it was peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
But the jelly is marmalade.
No. Oh, what?
Yes. You guys, I'm telling you.
Send your Paddington facts to thepropscast@gmail.com.
It's just a great movie, and Paddington 2 is awesome. Okay, and we're quickly going to just talk about Monty Python real quick.
Yep.
It's just a quick little snippet.
Yep.
You've seen it.
Oh yeah,
obviously. I know. I don't know.
For sure.
In England, like, is there a? Is
I'm
there
a bit
a,
young for it. But I've seen it.
Right. Now, do kids nowadays do they still watch it? Like, are parents like, oh, let's watch Fawlty Towers. Let's watch Monty Python. It's hilarious. Like, do kids still find it funny?
Do people say wink, wink, nudge, nudge?
No.
I'm 30. I think there wouldn't be people much younger than me that would have seen it, but I could be wrong.
People are like,
I mean, when I watched it,
the parrot's dead.
The cheese shop.
Do you have any Wensley Day?
Okay, me and Clayton have talked about great comedy that's been ruined by bad impressions by people over the years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of them is 100% Monty Python. There's a lot of
like
bits.
Every Monty Python.
The flesh
sketch.
Wound thing.
Ugh.
I can't even watch the
that's
real
from
one
the
now.
Holy Grail.
Yeah, and I can't
Which
even watch the
that?
Real one. It's where these two like knights are fighting.
Yeah.
And he cuts off the guy's arm.
And he's it's just a flesh wound. And
then he's like, your arm's off.
Yeah. And then he cuts off all its limbs and then he still wants to fight.
That's one of the most quotable movies of all time, Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Yeah.
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 That's number one. And then number two is Spaceballs, which isn't British, so we won't talk about it.
Okay.
Or is it The Mask?
The Mask?
Jim Carrey.
Quotable?
Somebody stop me.
Quotable or quoted?
Quotable or misquoted? Like memorable.
Yeah,
we're
crossing the beams. We're crossing the streams.
We're so meta right now. We're talking about misquoted movie quotes, and you're saying crossing the beams. Don't cross the beams,
Ray.
Don't cross the beans.
But
that's the British version.
Monty Python has been soiled from people's bad impressions.
No, I think that's part of the fun.
Okay, in Canada, it has.
Really?
I believe so.
But this is a pet peeve of me and Jordy's.
It is people. Bad impressions.
Bad impressions and misquoting famous movies.
And low-hanging fruit impressions, which that is one of them.
Yeah.
Monty Python's bits. Okay, we're going to move on quickly to Wallace and Gromit and that.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
Gromit.
Right? Good because one. Chicken Run, Wallace and Gromit.
Oh, Chicken Run.
Shaun yes. the Sheep, all those ones. Mm-hmm. I don't know who the guy is.
Nick Aardman.
Nick Aardman. Top notch.
Did you know that when I think right when Curse of the Were-Rabbit, the Wallace and Gromit feature film was out, his studio burned down.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, and he had to start from scratch. It was like
big
loss.
Technically speaking, I mean, he would just be able to do it though, wouldn't he? Just make new.
I know, but it's just think about all like the stock sketches had, and the puppets and all that. Some of it survived. I've seen some of it on display.
That's crazy.
The original Wallace and Gromit puppets.
Wow.
When that came out here, it was a big hit.
The Wrong Trousers was my favorite.
Yeah, people loved too. It. I had the video.
With the penguin.
Yeah, people love it. People love that and people love Chicken Run.
Chicken Run is so good.
Chicken Run is great.
I remember going to see Chicken Run in the cinema in Scotland. Because I was on holiday in Scotland with my family and it was raining, so we went to cinema. And every time the Scottish chicken spoke, the whole cinema was just uproar. Like, it was so good. Really? Yeah, it was like a party in there.
Oh,
it was
that's
great.
So fun.
Yeah.
You guys in England, they call it the cinema.
The cinema.
Right. Not the. What do we say? The theater.
The theater.
Movie theater.
Yeah. But to movies. Like, the theater in England is like going to watch a play.
Ah, yes. Yeah. And we don't really watch plays here, which is too bad.
I sure don't.
Which is too bad. We should. For all our listeners out there, support theater.
You know, like if your sister is listening, I'm sorry, but
she's not. But yeah, go ahead.
I just can't do community theater. I've tried so many times. But I just can't do it. It's so cringy.
Yeah,
it's so cringy.
It is cringe.
What about the classics, though?
I saw Wicked on Broadway in New York, and I was like, I'm going to leave it at that. There's nothing that's going to be able to top
Listen,
that.
I saw a one-man show with Joel De La Fuente, who played Detective Keto.
I didn't see that, but I really wish that I could have.
It was fucking unreal.
Because everyone was talking about it.
It was awesome.
He did it here, right?
Yeah, at the Culch. So there is good theater out there.
There is good, but there's a lot of cringe.
Speaking of one person plays, how about Fleabag?
Yeah, I want to see that. Didn't she come here? Apparently she did.
I don't know.
Perform it.
I know that you can.
I haven't seen it.
It's videoed
now.
You can
watch it.
And you can watch it. After the success of the two series, she went back and did it again, like the original one-woman play.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So for our last topic, it's a bit of a surprise. I hope you guys like it.
Mm, surprise.
It is a little guy named Rowan Atkinson who did a show called Mr. Bean. Do you guys like it?
Dude, I love Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
The most famous one is probably the one where he cooks the turkey, right? And he has it stuck on his head. Because that was, I don't know if they played that frequently, but I feel like every Christmas they played that here on CBC.
Probably the special,
like multiple times a day.
People here loved it too. Like they absolutely loved that show.
I do like Mr. Bean, but I remember when I was younger and I were points where I'd get frustrated watching it.
Because he's so dumb.
You just wanted to
complete the task.
Yes, exactly. I'm like, just fucking finish what you're doing. And then it would be like, something else would go wrong.
That is hilarious, actually.
And it just annoys me. That's why I don't like...
Can I do anything?
I know. So I always find it hard to watch things like Toy Story because I'm like, I just want them to get
to the place where they're trying to go,
and then things keep getting in the way.
But it's the journey.
Yeah.
You know, Sarah.
It's the journey.
What's the Mr. Bean where he's going to paint his apartment and he wraps all his stuff in paper? Newspaper and they puts a firecracker in the paint can.
Oh, and then just
and it goes outside and it goes like comes in. It's like exploded the paint on all the walls.
It's so stupid. So
I remember he's washing lettuce and he puts it into a nylon and he starts out and dry it. But the thing was that there was no talking in it.
No,
and Rowan Atkinson is just so. I mean, he's his own little.
Well, he's
world.
In love, actually, isn't he? That scene where he's wrapping the shopkeeper. Yeah, and Alan Rickman's right.
They do a little.
Yeah, and he does a bit, and he's like putting all this potpourri in the.
Yeah.
The gift.
And he's just like, just put it away. Yeah, put it.
That's
in
pretty
bag.
Good. Pretty good, Alan Rickman.
Oh, brother! But Mr. Bean. It's funny how some British shows they became like part of like. Like comfort for us too, I think.
Yeah,
I think there's a little Canadian. There's a little bit of Britain that still exists in Canada.
Yeah. Well, okay. There it is. That's all of Britain in one podcast.
We just did it. 2,000 years. Oh, we forgot Punch and Judy.
Oh shit.
Oh god.
Sarah, thank you for joining
us.
Thanks
for having me.
I hope it was fun.
It was really fun.
Thank you for flying the crumpets across.
Yes, thank you for the
Atlantic
crumpets.
Ocean.
No worries.
Bringing in the mirror.
We're back. Propscast is back. It's been a while. And if you want to send us an email, you can send it to thepropscast@gmail.com. I checked it recently. No new messages. So send us some correspondence if you have questions, comments, concerns, and corrections as well.
Or want to be on the show.
Or if you want to be on the show.
We have a few guests lined up too after this.
No, we don't.
We do. Yes, we
Who's
do.
Who's coming on?
Maybe we'll have Rowan Atkinson on.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? Sarah, you'll come back too, right?
Oh, yeah. If you'll have me.
Yeah, of absolutely.
You should come for the next set, Peeves.
Oh yeah!
Yes, I would love that because I fucking love complaining about shit.
Set Peeves 3. Oh
god, we gotta do it.
That's gonna be the 100th episode.
I feel that's like
that's coming up quick.
We ever talk about at work together as set peeves anyway?
Because that's what film is like. Yeah. Working in film is just complaining about other fucking people.
Yeah, but instead of 8 hours, you do it for 12 hours or more.
In my case, more. What about when people? It's this all moaning about where people have put their shit.
That's what all it is, really.
Yeah, though. You've put your shit there. I wanted to put my shit there, or I can't get to my shit because your shit's in the way.
That's 90% of our
job.
Can
you move your shit? I can't touch it. Yeah. It's a union rule.
That's really what we do is move stuff around.
And how much of that shit doesn't actually get used.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's call it. I'm Clayton.
I'm Jordy.
And this has been...
Sarah.
And this has been the Propscast British Edition. Bye.
Bye.
Should we be standing up for this?
Definitely. Do you know the words? I'm not going to sing it.
God save our when child Christ was born. Is that how it goes, actually?
Yeah.
Christ was born?
This has been a production of the BBC Broadcasting System.